You getting anything back there? It's green up here. Can you hear, bro? Okay. Alright, I guess we're ready now. Before we get started, just bow your head with me and say a quick prayer here. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee once again for allowing us to assemble this morning. Father, we thank You for this time that You've given us to gather together. Lord, we pray that You just be near the sick today and those that are afflicted and those that are suffering and hurting. Father, we do want to lift up our pastor to You, and we pray for him and his health and those that surround him over there. We pray for them. Lord, we ask You to bring him back to us at Your appointed time. Lord, we pray that You just go through the further exercise of this service, that You would open up the heavens of window or the windows of heaven this morning, that You pour out a blessing upon the people here. In Jesus' name, amen. Joe said that I get 15 minutes, so we might make it 12, we might make it 13, we might make it 20, I don't know. But, okay. I know Joe, he told us earlier about 15 minutes or whatever, so as I begin to think down through the week, well, what am I going to speak on this time, you know? How do you follow up a foot washing lesson? You know, I don't know, but come Monday morning, when I went to work, I was like, wonder how this is going to work. But I began to have a hymn come in my mind there, and I thought, hope. There's a line in there that we use. So this morning, we're going to talk about hope a little bit. You know, we use this word so many times on a daily basis that I think it's begun to kind of lose its meaning as it relates to our hope in Christ. I mean, you think about it, we hope for everything. You know, I hope I'm well enough to go to work. I hope that we win the ball game. I hope we this. We hope we that, you know. I mean, we kind of take it a little bit out of the vernacular, I guess. But so what is hope? So according to Mr. Webster, we're going to start off with his. Mr. Webster, I'll throw out a couple of meanings here that he gave. The feeling that what is desired is also possible. That feeling that is what is desired is also possible. Number two, a particular instance of this feeling, hope of winning. You hope that you win a ball game or whatever. A person or thing in which expectations are centered. Look forward to with desire and reasonable confidence. To look forward to with desire and reasonable confidence. This is what Mr. Webster said. I say that hope is a longing. It's expecting with confidence in our Lord. Now, we'll look at a few scriptures from time to time here. Looking at our scriptures, we can see that that hope is something that we have in Christ, regardless of our circumstances. We have that blessed hope. So, if you turn to Psalms real quick, we have a verse there. Psalm 71, verse 14. Psalm 71, verse 14 says, Lord, more and more. Hope, I'll give you another scripture. Hope is something that is firm and sure. Firm and sure. We get that from 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. Firm and sure. Therefore, that think about it. Firm, sure. When our hope is founded in Christ, I'm finally able to be content in the unknown. Think about that. With full assurance that we can simply walk purposely with our God, trusting that He's directing our course every day as we follow in His footsteps. You know, He's the one directing our path. We have a hope, a blessed hope. Psalms 39 verse 7 says that, and now when we And now, Lord, you know, we sang a hymn. It's called The Solid Rock. I know most of you are familiar with it, but on page 383, I believe it is. Yeah. That was the hymn that I was kind of humming there at work. That first line. That's what I had on my mind when I come to work Monday morning. I said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. I don't know if you know anything about this hymn, but it was written in 1834 by Edward Mote. He was a pastor at the Rehoboth Baptist Church over in West Sussex, England. The refrain of "My hope is built on nothing less" refers to the parable found in Matthew 7, 24 through 27 of the wise builders. And it had been covered and used in many songs over the years. That same verse had been used, those three verses. Several other songs have been wrote about that. But that's just a little bit of background about that song, who wrote it, when it was written. But that was a song that was on my mind, my heart, when I was going to work on Monday. But like Brother Randy said before service, he said, "Boy, it's getting crazier and crazier at it." Have you ever felt that it's sometimes impossible to find hope in this crazy world? I didn't want to discuss too much with Randy because he's already started back there, and I thought, well, he's going to back get all over this little lesson here. So, but especially the craziness that unfolded yesterday. So, you all know what I'm talking about. You know, we can search the world over and trying to find peace and hope in all sorts of places. You ain't going to find it. You know, Hee Haw used to do a song years ago, "I searched the world over, thought I found true love." You know? No matter where you go, folks, the world's just as crazy overseas as it is out west, as it is north or south of us. The world is crazy. The only true lasting hope that we got is by trusting in God and His goodness and what He's done for us. You think about it. That blessed hope. Blessed hope. So how do we find hope? Well, if you're already a believer and you're feeling pretty difficult, that it's difficult to find hope, you got to go back to the beginning. Sometimes you got to search your heart out a little bit. Find out where you've placed some priorities in your life. If you're trusting in your own understanding or the things of this world, it's going to leave you pretty empty. And we all get like that. All of us go through that. We're human. We're human. That's human nature. So number one, I think we need to start asking God for forgiveness in our life for not trusting in Him fully. And we kind of probably ought to need to strengthen our relationship with Him a little bit more, which is going to renew your heart, giving you more hope. Think about it. Romans 15:13 says that now the God through the power of the Holy Ghost. Kind of makes sense to me. Isaiah chapter 4. And I know many of you know it. But they shall as eagles. They shall run and they shall walk and not faint. Shall walk and not faint. You know, I don't believe in putting politics up here or anything else, but after what unfolded there yesterday, there's a guy that I watch on YouTube. Some of you might have seen him, but his name is Mike Morgan, and he lives in Pennsylvania. And he's got an outdoor channel, kind of does stuff about, he's got a bunch of property. He's got some in West Virginia. He cuts firewood, and he's got a timber business, or a little timber business and whatnot. Well, I was kind of watching him earlier, about 5 o'clock this morning. He had went to that rally. That's 15 minutes from his house. And he said that's the first political rally he'd ever been to in his life. He said, I'm not a big politician or nothing. He said, I'm just a guy that wanted to see what goes on or something like that. He said, I was 50 feet from the president, ex-president, standing in front when all that went down. Now, he had an hour-long thing there. I only watched a few minutes of it to see what he had to say there real quick, but he said, you know, as disturbing as it was, he said people was not in a panic there. He said that, yeah, they got down and they was, but he said everything was kind of orderly. He said, you know, you had a feeling people was mad, stuff like that, but he said he had to park a mile away from that place and go through all that security to get there. Now, how that ever happened, who knows, he said they just simply got up and walked out. And I think, and we shall walk and we shall not faint. With all the chaos, we can walk, but we ain't gonna faint. You know, it's like I said earlier, as I pondered about what I'm speaking. think about a little bit this morning. I couldn't get hope out of my mind. You know, lo and behold, I didn't know what was going to happen on Saturday, and this was on Monday. You know, a lot of chaos. Like I said earlier, that song, that one verse in that song kept coming over my mind. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the Son. Now years ago, I brought a lesson on the rock. Years ago, when I first came here, one of the first lessons I gave was on the rock. Where it was first mentioned that in the Bible and everything. And one of the things that I had brought up in that lesson years ago was from a guy who was a combat veteran who explained this to me one time, and he said they were going to go out, they had a secret thing going on, and they had to go over behind enemy lines. And they was needing volunteers to go do this certain mission. And they asked this one private or whatever he was, if he wanted to go, or if he would go, and he said, "I don't know yet, I'll have to think about it." And they're like, "What?" And he's like, "No, before I volunteer, I got to think about it a little bit." So ask him again. He said, "Well, I'll tell you what, I'll..." He said, "6 o'clock." He said, "Yeah. Why 6 o'clock? He said, "That's where my family sits down to eat dinner." He said, "That's when they're praying for me. And all this chaos over here, that's when they're praying for me. At 6 o'clock." He said, "I'll give you an answer, 6. 6 o'clock come, he gave him an answer, "Yeah, I'll go. So he goes, and said at night, it's dark. I don't think things went as well as they should have, what they were expecting. They were being overrun, and it was, Germans was all around it. He said it was like a field there or something. Had a big rock. He climbed under that rock. He could hear the steps of the German soldiers as they come all over this rock. They's all around him. He could hear them talking. They never found him. He got up the next morning and walked away. Because he was hiding in the cleft of the rock. Lord looks after his own. I'm sure he stepped out of that night in that rock thinking, "I'm hoping I'm going to get out of here." But you know what? He had a godly family that was praying for him, who knew about the blessed hope. As much as they grieve for their son that's overseas, that's in a war, never know if they're ever going to see their child again, they had hope. They had hope because they knew that they would see him again one of these days. They would have that hope. So my hope for you this morning is that you have hope in this crumbling world that we're in. I know we don't understand what's going on around us. We don't. But remember, we have a great hope. It's waiting for us every day. When we're confused about the trials of life, we have a hope. Every day we're faced with something. Something comes new to us every day. Folks, we have a hope. You have a hope. We may have problems in our families. We have a hope. Things that we don't understand. How about some of the decisions in life that we have to make? That are hard decisions, like, can I really retire? Can I make it? What if I'm being forced to retire, Brother Joe? Kind of what you hadn't planned for that, had you? You didn't know it was coming down that fast. Things change overnight. Every day something changes. We have a hope. We have a God that really cares for us. And He loves us. He makes a way every day for us. He comforts us. He also lets us fall down from time to time. We fall down so He can pick us up. Just like your kids, your grandkids. You know, they're learning to walk and they're going out through there. You can't stand there walking behind them the whole time. You got to let them walk a little bit. They're going to fall down. Yeah, we know all about that. They take off running or bumping into walls and everything else. I mean, you know what? That's the way we are. I bump into a whole lot of things every day. Every day. My question is to you, do you have that hope? You have the blessed hope. I know many of you here, I don't see anybody in here that's not unsaved or a member of the church here this morning, but I hope you have that hope when you feel like the world's falling down around you. We have a hope, blessed hope. My dad, when he was growing up, he'd talk about hope sometimes. He'd say, you know what? People take all that scripture out of context. I said, what are you talking about? He said, that don't mean I'm hoping I'm saved. I said, yeah, I know, Dad, I know. He said, well, there's some people who think that. They live their life being a saved person. But if you get to talking to them, they don't believe in the security of the believer. They just hope that they've done good enough all the way through life to get out to the end, and the good outweighs the bad. Don't work that way, folks. You got the blessed hope. You got it the day you saved, and you still got it. And it's been with you the whole time. You might not have noticed it. Many times in my life, I know that for a fact. So I guess my time's over. I hope you like this little lessonette this morning. So let us rejoice today and be glad in it that we have a blessed hope. Brother, I'll end the lesson right there. If you would, turn over to your hymn book. Hymn number 383. We're going to sing the first line of hymn number 383 before we let Joe come up here. And he can continue on.